You're listening to the Broising Training Help Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Avery. In this week's episode, I'm going to tell you guys how to actually enter into a barrel race or a rodeo. I get this question a lot, and I feel like it's overlooked, and it needs to be, you know, put into the light a little bit more how you guys actually enter. So, if you guys are new here, my name is Brianna. I'm a barrel horse trainer, and these podcasts are solely to help you guys out as beginner barrel racers and as barrel racers. So if you guys are not already, be sure to subscribe, and you're welcome to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, try to think of all of them, at Barrel Racing Training Help. And if you guys like these podcasts, feel free to share them, and I will definitely repost. So let's get going into this week's episode. So there's a big difference in the horse world in where you enter. So, you know, you have your fraternities, you have your rodeos, and you have your jackpots. Those are usually about the biggest ones. Of course, you have play days and things like that, but that kind of falls under just a barrel race. So the biggest ones that I'm going to talk about today is how to actually enter into a rodeo and how to enter into a barrel race. So let's start with the barrel racing world. It's a little bit easier to enter into these because there's no requirements up front. And so basically the way that you enter into a barrel race is you find the association or you find the flyer for the barrel race, and it usually has directions on that flyer or in the website. Now it's definitely a little bit different where you enter at, but for the most part, you're just, going to a website, or you're going to show up at the rodeo after you've pre-entered on the website. So pre-entering is basically you getting on the website and you're writing your name in there, you're writing your horse's name in there, and you're writing what events you're going to be competing in. And you'll show up to the rodeo grounds, go to the office, and pay your entry fees, give them your name, and you're ready to run. And then you'll just check the draws and make your run. And so anyways, with that, a lot of times with this whole COVID thing, it's changed up a little bit, and, you know, depending on you're looking at the race, sometimes you will use PayPal or Venmo, and you're going to pay before you actually enter and make your run. And so basically the key is just looking on the website that the barrel race is happening with, or you're looking on the flyer and it'll say, okay, enter online here or enter here before you run, or you just show up and you pay. That's kind of less right now because of COVID and, you know, the numbers and everything. But for the most part, you'll look on the website and it'll just tell you and give you directions about entering now. Usually have a tab that says enter now, and it's super easy. You just follow those directions down, and there isn't like a specific, you have to be this, you have to be that to enter into a jackpot. So usually they have a youth, they have an open, and they have, you know, 5D sometimes, or a 4D. Like, it really just depends on where you're at. Sometimes they'll do some time onlys or a little bit of a side pot or a fraternity. And so kind of just depending on where you're at, but jackpots, anybody can enter. You know, sometimes they have memberships where you have to pay a little bit more of a fee if you're not a member, or you can pay a fee and be a member and go to all the races. And then at the end of the year, you can have a chance to, you know, get a saddle or, you know, win some sort of a prize. So now talking about more the rodeo aspect of it, of how you enter races. So starting down from the very bottom, there's a whole bunch of different associations, whether you're high school rodeoing or you're junior high rodeoing or you're pro rodeoing or you're getting your WPRA card. Like, there's so many different little britches, or there's other little tiny rodeo associations throughout the states that you can basically enter into. But mostly it's pretty similar in how you enter and how you get going. So for the most part, when you enter a rodeo, sometimes there's just rodeos that'll stand alone and you can kind of just enter them. But for the most part, rodeos, there's usually a club or association that you have to be a part of in order to run there. So, for example, we're going to start off at the very bottom. Junior high rodeo. So junior high rodeo and high school rodeo are pretty similar. You have to pay a fee all throughout the school year. You're going to run in a club that's near you, and, you know, you pay that fee, and then the rodeos come up, and you just basically tell your secretary that, hey, I want to enter this rodeo. Here is my money for it, and they'll enter you. You know, you show up to the rodeo, look, you see your draw usually a couple days before, and you kind of can time it out when you need to be there. And, you know, you spend all weekend, and they're absolutely the funnest thing in the whole world. I love, love, love high school rodeos, the funnest thing ever. But basically, that's how it works. So same thing, junior high rodeo, high school rodeo, you just pay your fee, just like a membership fee at the beginning, and then you pay to run at each rodeo, depending on what you want to enter, where your horse is going to do good. different things like that. So it's not anything super hard. Like I said, with high school rodeo and junior high rodeo, like, again, there's not a thing of like, oh, well, you have to be this or you have to be that to enter into the rodeo. As long as you pay your membership fee, you can do it. And this is the same everywhere. There's not going to be anything different. That's just how it always is. And so now coming up to more of running in like pro rodeos in your state. So for like my state, I know that we have, like, here in Utah, we have a rodeo. We have, it's just the RMPRA rodeo system. And this is a pro rodeo system that you can run through. And it's not, it's different than the WPRA. So you can't qualify for the NFR through this, but we have our own kind of like circuit here in Utah. We have some Idaho rodeos and it's the same thing. There isn't anything that qualifies you to be, oh, you can run this or you can't run this. You have to basically just pay a membership fee. You'll send it in and then you'll look at the rodeo schedule. You'll call in for these rodeos, a little bit different than high school and junior high rodeos. So you'll call in, they'll say, okay, here's your call in day. You call in and you give them two choices. You say, okay, here's my name. So for me, I'd be like, okay, Brianna Avery, Barrel Racing. My first preference is I want this day with the performance. And then my second preference is this day with slack. And so basically slack is just kind of like you running at the rodeo kind of more in like a jackpot setting. There isn't a crowd. Performance is with the crowd. And so that's kind of how it works with that. So you'll give them your information. You'll tell them, okay, here, I want this. And then they'll ask for your card number, which is your membership number. So if you paid the membership, then you just tell them like, okay, here's my membership number. As long as you're a member, they'll let you enter. And then they'll wait for a couple days, get the draws all done up, and then you'll have callbacks and you'll call in again and you'll say, hey, my name's Brianna Avery. Don't say that, obviously, that's my name, but I'm giving you an example, like, hey, this is my name. And you'll say, okay, what did I get? And then they'll tell you, okay, well, you got this day and you got your second preference, which is slack. Here, be here at this time. This is when you're running. And that's kind of how it works with that. Obviously, with the WPR, that is a whole nother different, you know, excitement of calling in and things like that. There's obviously a ton more rodeos that are kind of coming on top of each other, but it works in generally the same way. So that's kind of been a little bit of a crash course in how you enter for a rodeo or a jackpot. Hopefully that helped you guys out. If it did, make sure you guys are subscribed. Again, go follow me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, all of those. I'd love to be interacting with you guys. It's just Barrel Racing Training Help, and I will see you in the next video. Thanks for listening.